Dana Fisher was really thirsty one New York afternoon when she saw a sign put up by the New York Lotto offering a free beverage and a lottery ticket. To get the drink, she had to let them take her picture and then tell them what she'd do with a cool million if she hit the jackpot.
I said I would establish a foundation for global environmental issues.
But when her picture started showing up in New York bus stops as part of a New York Lotto ad, Dana's dream had been altered.
Well, it actually said that I would buy a car and a cute driver to go with it.
Is that something you actually said?
Nope, never said it.
Dana is a visiting scholar at Columbia University studying climate change. Dana Fisher joins us on the line from her home in New York City. Well, how on earth did it come to be that it said you would like to have a car with a cute driver in it? Did you contact the New York Lotto or the advertising agency they hired?
I did indeed. I contacted the advertising agency because I had wondered if maybe they lost my quote or gotten confused perhaps with somebody else. And what I was told was that many people's quotes were changed and that in focus groups, my quote did not test well. And I was just basically kind of dismissed with a, that's advertising statement.
Well, God, how did you find out?
I originally found out actually because a student in my climate change politics class told me in the beginning of our seminar that she had seen an ad with a model who looked just like me. And I just thought that was funny and thought to go see what she thought I looked like and never made it down there. But I was handing receipts for a visiting lecturer that we had had to the dean's office, and the assistant dean said to me that I indeed was on a bus stop down at 86th in Amsterdam, and it said something about a cute guy. So I had to go check it out, and I went down with a colleague of mine, and in fact, I was about 6 feet tall with a big face.
What did you think when you saw that?
Well, first I thought, every little line does show up when you get that magnified. And then I just was shocked at how big my face was, really, because I don't know if you've ever seen your face that big, but I was just shocked. And then I looked down at the quote, and I just felt very frustrated, I guess. And I've worked really hard to get my PhD and to get my job, and not only would I not say something like that, but since my research is in climate change, the notion that I would be on a poster, a billboard saying I would won a car with $1 million was a little bit against what I believe in. What I decided to do instead of moving any further with talking with them because it was pretty clear that they were not particularly interested is I spoke with a writer I knew, and he pitched the topic to the New Yorker, and they ended up writing an article about it.
Did you ever get the ad quote changed?
Well, what happened next was that the writer at a certain point had to tell the New York Lotto and the advertising agency that the article was running. And that the weekend following that, I received 2 phone calls from the advertising agency apologizing for any mental duress or anguish the ad had put me through and wanting to speak with me about what they could do to fix it. And they offered to take the ads down, but I was really more interested in their changing the quote because I would like the actual original quote to be up with my picture and my name. And they offered to do it. And as of Wednesday night, as far as I know, every poster in New York State has been changed to have the correct quote on it.
Hey, you go, girl.
Thank you.
Good for you. Dana Fisher is a visiting scholar at Columbia University studying climate change. Dana, thanks so much.
Thank you very much, Korma.